chocolate milk on my new dress. After Mom told me to be careful.
Best thing to do is to be truthful and tell your mom about it. I'm sure she'll forgive you if you're honest. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for listening. Even though the Bible says that King David was a man after God's own heart, he still committed a terrible sin. When confronted by the prophet Nathan, though, he did the right thing and confessed. Have you ever been afraid to admit your mistakes? If so, just listen to this promise from 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled Chocolate Milk Confessions. Lexi twirled around her room in her new dress. She couldn't wait to wear it to her cousin's wedding on Saturday. Mom stood smiling at the door. "That's a beautiful dress, Lexi, but you need to take it off now before you spill something on it. I'm off to the store. Dad is outside gardening if you need him." Once Mom was gone, Lexi rushed downstairs. She swished around in her dress as she got a bottle from the fridge and poured a glass of chocolate milk. "I won't spill it. I'm not a baby," she thought, flicking on the television. Glued to her favorite TV show, Lexi accidentally tilted her glass. She gasped as a cold trickle of chocolate milk landed in her lap. Frantically, she tried dabbing at the stain with a napkin, but that only seemed to make it spread. "I have to get rid of this stain before Mom sees it," Lexi thought. Then she heard a car. Mom was back. Lexi knew she had a choice. Run upstairs and pretend nothing had happened, or tell the horrible truth. A story she'd heard in Sunday school about King David suddenly came to her mind, and how bad he felt when he tried to cover up his sin. Lexi took a deep breath as Mom's key turned in the lock. "Mom, I'm so sorry. I didn't listen," Lexi blurted out as Mom walked in. "I kept wearing my dress even though you told me not to, and I spilled chocolate milk on it. Now it's ruined." "Oh, Lexi," Mom sighed. "Let me see." Lexi nervously moved her hand away from the soggy stain. Mom tilted the fabric toward the light. "I'm disappointed you didn't obey me, Lexi, but I'm glad you told me the truth." "I almost didn't tell you," Lexi confessed. "But then I remembered a story Mrs. Summers told us in church about bringing things into the light." Mom smiled. "Mrs. Summers is right. Admitting we've messed up is never easy. But if we cover it up, it just makes a bigger mess in the end. That's why we need to be honest about our wrongs, not just to others, but to Jesus, who forgives our sins and makes us clean. Now, let's get that dress in the wash." So what about you? Have you ever been scared to admit when you've done something wrong? Have you ever told a lie to cover up a mistake you made? It can be difficult to confess our sins, but the Bible tells us that when we try to hide our mistakes, we only end up causing ourselves and others more pain. The next time you mess up, admit it. Jesus is always ready to forgive your sin and wash you clean. Our key verse once again, 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
And our key thought for today, confess your sins. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting the gospel in Afghanistan and Pakistan through our storytellers. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting public school kids hearing the word of God through our partnership with the three Heath brothers. When you support Keys for Kids Ministries, you're supporting families growing a passion for Christ through our daily devotions and internet radio station. Learn more about Keys for Kids during our Week of Giving, May 12 through 16 at keysforkids.net/weekofgiving. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.